Did you know bi-weekly, or I guess bi-monthly also? So bi-weekly means two times a week and also every other week.
Really?
Think about it. Like if you say I exercise bi-weekly, you would think that I meant twice a week.
Well, first of all, I think you're a fucking weirdo for phrasing it that way.
Using the phrase bi-weekly. But you can also say I get paid bi-weekly, and that doesn't mean two times a week. That would mean every other week.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only time I've that's the only context I've heard it in is getting basically getting paid bi-weekly.
Yeah, but it also means
interpret
twice
that as every other week.
In a week.
Wow, the more you know.
Sorry about your Celtics.
Oh God, man, they blew it.
I would say you have some hard-hitting sports analysis.
I mean, no, I don't. I just as a dejected
shut them down in the first quarter.
I mean, it's a good series. Like they're pretty evenly matched. Celtics definitely should have won that. And
yeah,
but you know what? They've like been blowing these games, like playing really tentative down the stretch. Like even game 7 versus the Raptors was so ugly.
And that came after they should have closed out the game before and the dude hit the miracle 3. Like
right.
All these games have been so close. Last night though, Coley made a point that you're not going to like. It's like Jimmy Butler didn't do anything until the final like 30 seconds. You're not going to get a bad game out of Jimmy Butler, you know, maybe ever again.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. It's they got to step the shit up.
I would guess a casual basketball fan didn't even know like the Heat were still relevant after LeBron left.
Well, they were pretty irrelevant for a bunch of years after. Like,
not really. I mean, they've been around. They've been in the playoffs. Like,
not as contenders.
Well,
last year they.
That's
they
what sucks about basketball, though, is you're not a contender unless you're one of three teams.
I mean, that's not basketball. It's most sports.
No way. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm a Patriots fan, but like,
I mean, football is exactly that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Other than
basketball, you need three superstars, and only like three teams can do that.
Like, yeah, but like, no, but for the NFL, like, there's really usually three teams that can win.
Who? Like, it's
I don't know. Last year, but if you were to say before the playoffs, who would you say?
But I'm saying it's the Patriots, and then
as a fucking diehard Patriots fan, I'm not even including the like last year. I thought we were so bad. I obviously wanted us to win. If I were to like being forced to unbiasedly say the top three teams that could win the Super Bowl, I would not have written the Patriots.
No. But I'm saying the NFC hasn't had a perennial powerhouse, though.
Yeah, but. Not, I mean, the NBA doesn't have a perennial powerhouses anymore because all these guys switch over.
I mean, yeah, it's more players. Like, it's whatever team
I mean,
LeBron
I guess
is on.
You're thinking hockey, where it's like it literally is any team. You know, there's like what eight teams that can win the Stanley Cup. Like, that's a ton.
I don't know. Like, football is weird though because like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are like, you know, the two best players in the league. You know, you can throw Aaron Rodgers in there.
Right.
But Aaron Rodgers has won one Super Bowl in his career. Lamar got smoked in the playoffs last year. Yeah, Mahomes, there's no guarantee that he'll win another Super Bowl. It's just football's so fucking hard.
So I guess what you mean is that it's not like they can have the best player on the field, the best player on the field doesn't win the. Even the two best players in the field doesn't mean they're going to win the Super Bowl. Whereas in basketball, if you have two or three superstars, you most likely are. Okay.
Right. I mean, Kawhi, LeBron. Now LeBron plays with Anthony Davis, who's a top five player within his own right.
Yeah, I mean, how happy are the Lakers right now?
Oh, that they don't have to go through the Clippers, who fucking suck.
I know. Is this a sports podcast?
Yeah, I love sports.
Yeah, me too.
Did you watch the Clippers last night? It was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was really sad. Like, just a team crumbling.
I don't know. It's just so easy. It's so easy to root for the Nuggets. Like, they're just...
Yeah.
they're such an electric team. Like Murray is unbelievable, and Jokic is just like some LA Fitness dude who's really tall and just incredible at basketball.
Yeah, they're kind of like America's sweethearts right now.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I mean, I think they'll probably get smoked in 4 or 5 games, but that's what people thought about this past series. So who knows?
It would be just If you don't live in LA, well, I guess there are like LeBron fans, but I would say if you're not an LA person, you're rooting for the Nuggets.
Oh yeah.
Like nobody's hopping on the Lakers bandwagon.
Yeah, but this is what happens in tennis in the majors, and it's why when you know the big three, big four, when they're all healthy and playing, nobody else wins because these guys play these non-contenders play these really good matches, but really long, intense matches before. Maybe they beat, you know, they upset like Federer or Nadal. And then the next round in the quarters or semis, they end up having to play Djokovic or whoever else hasn't lost. And they just get destroyed because they're just exhausted from playing, you know, all these super intense, long other matches. It's the same thing with the Nuggets. So, like, it's hard to imagine that they have too much gas left in the tank, but
yeah. I don't know how much time they're getting off, but I know a lot's condensed compared to like basketball playoffs is always a joke because they'll play like a Friday and then not till the next Thursday. It's always so much. I don't know if they're really getting any time off.
I have no idea.
So you think it's going to be your Celtics against my Nuggets?
I mean, that would be great for the Celtics. Celtics do not match up well with – I mean, nobody matches up well with the Lakers, really.
Yeah.
When they're trying.
Jason Tatum's really good at basketball.
I mean, he is, of course, but he is until – he just, like, is too inconsistent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's incredible when he's
like, on. 12 years old, so –
I mean, this is his second Eastern Conference Finals, and he's, what, like, 21?
Without Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, fuck. That's a huge loss.
It is. It does suck. Like, I know you're a huge hockey guy, so I'm not going to tell you anything new, but, like, Tampa Bay is the best team in the league, I would say. And they don't have Steven Stamkos, who, as you know, is, like...
Stamkos, yeah, that's
a perennial all-star loss every year.
Yeah, of course.
And they're just doing it without Steven Stamkos. They did lose in double overtime to your New York Islanders last night. So series isn't over yet.
Yeah.
Our Dallas Stars are waiting, as you know.
I know. I've been waiting for it feels like forever. I've been waiting for them to finally push through.
And just drop that puck, you know.
And it's all about execution.
Yeah. Your Dallas Stars are executing great right now.
I'm sure.
This is a poker podcast. What episode is it?
It is? Jeez, I don't even know. 80.
No. 77. Shout out to the American hero TJ Oshie.
Legend.
Big time number 77. Probably
we should start to prep whose jersey number is the next episode and then see if they do like a cameo or something and have them say something on the podcast.
I couldn't name a number 78 right now to save my life.
I can't name anybody, but that's why we'll prep it.
78, that's just some fat offensive line.
Although we only have like 23 more shows before we can't do that anymore.
Well, we'll start over from one.
All right.
Like 00 Gilbert Arenas. Can you name
that buys us another 100.
What number is Chris Bosh is a good number one.
I don't know anybody's number, so you don't even ask me.
You know Chris Bosh?
Yeah, I know who Chris Bosh is, but I don't know his number.
Yeah, I think he was number one. Episode 77, though. I am Eric Nathan. That is Jake Toole. Jake, what place did you finish in the 2015 WSOP main event?
I don't even know.
34th. You know. Your eyes and you see that bust out hand, that slow roll from Max Silver.
No, I've I've tucked it way deep down. I don't even think about it anymore.
We always talk about bust out hands. Is there a hand earlier at that table that pains you? You're like, if I played that hand differently, then I wouldn't have busted out on the bust out hand.
Not really, like,
because you play everything so perfectly.
No, I mean, I distinctly remember playing a hand pretty poorly. It wasn't even a big pot, but I don't like equate that to like then busting out, because
you never think, like, you look down at A7 and if you just like 4-bet ripped it, you would have got all the folds.
No, it's funny you say A7, because I actually did squeeze A7
of diamonds.
No, it was offsuit.
Oh, whoa! Like
at the start of the day on that table.
On TV, televised?
It was on the TV table. I don't think
it made it. Yeah. Oh, it didn't make TV? That's a good image, squeeze.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Did you show it?
No.
Damn. Who was on your left?
Max Steinberg.
Oh, he was to your direct left? Oh, yeah. I said Max Silver. Who's Max Silver?
British guy.
He's a real guy?
He created Snapshot. He had that pull-up prop bet.
Okay, but it was Max Steinberg who ended up final table in.
Yeah, yeah.
With all your chips.
Well, at that point of like 3 million wasn't very many at the final table. So
Do you recall how he got into the main event?
DraftKings?
Yeah, $27 satellite on DraftKings.
Yeah.
Shout out to DraftKings. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I am.
Definitely not a partial
sports podcast. DraftKings up 17% yesterday, and now, as of recording this right now, up 8.6%.
Fuck.
Yep. I got in at
all the gambling stocks.
I got in at 34, and it's up to 52, and I've owned it for 3 weeks.
Nice.
So that's a 50% ROI if you're keeping track at home. Penn stock. I know you're wealthy in Penn stock.
Yeah, I mean, not really, but
I
splashed around a little.
Penn stock broke 70 today.
Oh my god, that's great. Yeah, I bought it at 28.
And sold it at?
Haven't sold.
Oh, you haven't sold?
No.
You bought it at 28? That's great.
Yeah.
Stock market's crazy. Maybe
if somebody had given me a little cough insider info, I could have gotten in at
I feel like I need to play a disclaimer right now. There was no insider information because I didn't buy any Penn stock. I wish. It is nuts though. Like, you can keep your life savings in a bank account, or you can put it all in one stock, and that stock can go up 2% in a day, and it'll make more money for you than a lifetime of having it in a generic savings account.
I always feel like such an idiot having money in my, even just having money in my checking account.
I need to, I'm heavy in the stock market right now. Like, the balance is probably a little unsafe how much more I have in the market than in my bank account. But
yeah, especially 2 months before, or Jesus, what, 1.5 months before maybe the most like tumultuous election we've had.
I need to figure out when I'm going to start pulling back, because I think we all know, like, come election season, especially, I mean, Biden's a heavy favorite right now. If he's elected, everything you would assume is going to tank. Is that just like,
I don't know.
It just seems
that seems like counterintuitive to me, but then again, like,
the market doesn't make sense in general.
Yeah. Like, just the fact that it's been doing what it's been doing over the last 4 or 5 months also doesn't make sense to me. So I'm not even going to pretend to talk about
that. I mean, it's just like straight up. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, every single stock goes up.
I know. It's like there was a little bit of a pullback at the end of last week, like Thursday, Friday, lost like, I don't know, 2.5, then another 1 or 2%. And I'm like, all right.
It was like a week of growth. It lost.
Here we go. And then this week, it's just like consistently up every day.
Yeah. It went down like those two straight days. and it put us back to like August 25th. Like it barely did anything. And it was like two of the worst days. And like,
yeah, it was like a 2 week pullback or something.
Yeah, it was nothing, but it had gone up 50% up to that point. Like, I just stare at my account and I just wonder, like, when do I have to take money out? Because I don't even, I mean, Chef, my man's over at Chef, finally making that good money on it. I'm up. I mean, it's been a roller coaster. For people who listen to the show, they know that I'm very invested in Chef. I think it's time to take money out of Chef. I'm up 22% on it.
Bitcoin's back up over 11,000.
Yeah, everything's just as high as a kite, man.
Yeah, sweet.
It's not normal to be up this much money. I might put some money on ACR. That's how much money I'm up. I just don't know what to do with it.
Hey, may as well. Gamble a little bit.
Anyway, poker podcast. Mike Postel, am I right? Postel.
Yeah.
Postel.
I mean, not even Postel. Just
his boy.
Yeah, so why don't you set the scene here?
His boy, the tournament director over at Stones Casino. So, okay, the Postel case is done. Like, the lawyer kind of sucked, and everything got thrown out. The judge sucked. The judge couldn't understand poker at all. Like, everything, the whole lawsuit was...
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the conclusion of that was you know, a lot of the lawsuits work on precedent and what's come before it, and gambling laws always, it seems like it's really iffy. It's like a super gray area. I guess they settled out of court. I don't really know.
It seems like there was some settlement, but legally, Postel won. And his boy, the tournament director over at Stones, who everybody is positive helped him out. This guy's name is Justin Kuratis. He actually has me blocked on Twitter.
He like wrote some Google Doc,
mm-hmm.
and added just a bunch of people. You know, I guess
it was like me, Doug Polk. Yeah. Negreanu, Berkey, everybody who said that this guy cheated and Postel cheated, Harlebob, like he started attacking. So, but basically, this guy's an idiot. Like, he's saying that Mike Postel didn't do anything. He's still saying, like, all the proof is out there that Postel's innocent and this and that. And everyone's like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to read his statement. It's just all drivel, but.
Yeah, I mean, once he started to cite that Rounder's Life account as, I mean, it's just like it just reminds you of kind of like a super super like right wing or left wing like news outlet that's just like spewing nonsense.
Yeah, he sounds like an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. So yeah, he clearly had a bunch of feelings
about being bullied online. He's so sad about being bullied online. I mean, this is the truth is Mike Postel obviously cheated. Like, everything backs that up. Everybody knows it. He went into hiding. The lawsuit in the eyes of the law, I don't know. Like, he technically was innocent because the law is not great with gambling. Like, that's just the way the law is set up. Like, and that's not even an excuse. It's just like everybody who knows anything knows that he cheated, but they couldn't prove it in a court of law. It doesn't make him innocent. It's like, just, you can kill somebody and still be innocent just because the law, whatever. So am I equating him to killing someone? Yes, I am. So this dude just writes like this 5-page Google Doc saying that everybody is out to get him, and now they're making like a document. So fuck, Mike Postel, there's this article, sackb.com, where Mike Postel's finally quoted in it. He's just such an arrogant fuck, where he's saying that, so it goes, Postel broke his silence for the first time late Monday, proclaiming his innocence in a text message sent to the Sacramento Bee. Quote, as much as I'd like to say, all I can really say right now is that I have my side of this entire fiasco to tell. It won't just shock the poker and gambling industries, but the entire world. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal because, I mean, he's a guilty man walking free. Like, he gets to he spent so much time not like being advised to not say anything and keeping quiet and not like being on social media, and now he just gets to like double down on his innocence and actually probably profit off of it.
Whatever this 25/7 Productions is making a documentary. I mean, it's being told to David Broom at 25/7 Productions, who will be producing a wild documentary for the world to see. First of all, nobody's going to watch this outside of like the tiny, small poker community, but everybody already knows the truth. So it won't even like this guy, he's just trying to profit off of it. And just, I couldn't, if I had to guess, I would guess anybody who's like read a blog of mine or read an article that really lays out the numbers and shows the scatter plot of like EV and all that nonsense and has seen the hat where he obviously has the conductor thingy in the hat. And when he looks down at his phone, like sitting on his chair where it looks like he's just staring at his own dick the whole time. And he's like, just followed everything and looked at everything and seen him make like the outrageous plays with nine high or what have you. I would say 98% of people would be like, that guy's guilty.
There was a really funny comment on Twitter where Negreanu chimes in and is basically just like, bro, like nobody loves their crotch that much. And then the next comment is just a picture of when Negreanu posted that, him sitting poolside just with the straight crotch shot.
Bizarre picture by Daniel. By the way. So Possible is, I don't know, he's not going to like get on TV or, you know, any of these live broadcast games ever again.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't
know.
Never,
right. He's never going to be on, like invited to a live stream, but I'm sure he can continue to play.
If he wants to sit in a 1-2 game.
I mean, casinos can refuse whoever they want, but I imagine that most casinos won't really care.
Stones should say no, just they should want to wipe their hands clean of it.
Yeah, maybe Stones is the only place that will still let him play. Like,
They should like want nothing to do with him.
It'd be so stupid for him to go on another live stream because he obviously can't cheat if he's back on the live stream, and everyone's just gonna like use that as evidence.
Yeah,
against him cheating
if he plays differently and he starts losing and all that. Like, maybe the mistake was suing him and not just the casino, because he now gets to say that he was innocent in the court of law. But if they went harder at, you know, the technology, the people in the truck and that kind of stuff, I don't know. It probably nothing was ever going to happen just based on precedent and based on that judges don't understand poker. Just you would have to get a very specific judge who really cared about the case and didn't just try to, you know, brush through it and throw it out.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, I feel like stuff always happens 2 hours after we finish
recording, right? Like whenever we're done recording, there's usually some big bomb that goes off in the poker community
all the time. I don't know what it is about Wednesday evenings, but it happens every time. Because last week, while we were recording, the Jonathan Little ACR thing broke, and we didn't really know what was happening.
Yeah, that I kind of just like saw that and read it quickly, assuming it was just kind of like that was it. But it turned into a whole thing.
So what happened there was, Jonathan Little, he does like a daily rundown poker talk show, and he trashes. I guess he live streams also on ACR on Twitch, and he bashes ACR while on it. And Phil Nagy, the scumbag CEO of ACR, banned him for it. He said, "You're no longer allowed to play on my website because you're talking shit about my company on your streams."
What did you think when you saw that?
Pretty hypocritical to ban Jonathan Little and not me, but you know, you keep the fish in the game. Jonathan wins on ACR, so he took him out and not me. You know, if he's going to go around banning people that shit on his website, he'd have a lot of people to ban. Also, yeah.
It's definitely pretty petty.
It's so soft. It's stopping. Like, I get it from, like, it's a power trip. I get it. Like, he's like, right, flexing. Like, I can ban you because you said mean things about me. Like, just have thicker skin, or just, I don't know. Like, he also has tweets from not too long ago, just from 2019, where he was saying, like, how dumb it would be, how soft it would be to ban someone for saying mean things. And then he went ahead and did it himself. I've read a good tweet that was like, if WSOP banned everybody who said mean things about the Rio and about the WSOP dealers and about WSOP in general, nobody would be able to play it. It's just like, people will always criticize. People will always have criticisms, no matter what it is, Poker Stars, WSOP, anything.
Yeah, I mean, right. I think this just boils down to him just not liking Jonathan Little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the 2+2 guy, he was like, we don't like Jonathan Little either, but we're not going to ban him for it.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know Jonathan Little was so hated.
Yeah, I don't think I really did either, but I don't – yeah, I'm not too involved with that type of stuff.
I didn't – like, for the 2+2 guy to jump in and just be like, we fucking hate this guy, but we're not banning. And I was like, geez, 2+2.
There was – somebody tweeted, there was like this Poker Book March Madness bracket, like, tournament that was just being voted on.
Okay.
Like, you know, one author versus the other, and whoever got the most votes would move on. And it was like Jonathan Little versus Jen Shahadi. And I'm not sure if this was like the final or not, but several people were saying that it looked like there was such a huge uptick in votes for Jonathan Little, like, all at once, that even though it was like a completely silly, like, just fun thing, people were saying that he was boosting, or, you know, bumping the vote count.
He made bots to win the
just having like book. A bunch of random accounts, yeah, vote for his
nice.
Book.
Just, he's in it to win it, no matter what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of respect that dedication to like having fame or recognition.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, I actually don't, I'm being sarcastic, but it's
right.
It's,
imagine caring.
Quite a
like, we won best poker podcast at the whatever they're called. I almost said the AVN Awards, but it's certainly not the AVN Awards. What are they called? GSI? What's the poker awards?
GPL? No.
GPL? Global Poker Index. GPI.
GPI, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not the AVNs. The AVNs are the porn ones.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You don't know about the AVNs? My former coworker, Asa Akira, has won.
I think I knew that there was like an award thing for it, but I don't know if I knew.
Everybody listening, look up what Asa Akira wore to last year's AVNs. It was a dress, but like strapless, but also boobless. Like, her just like no top to the dress. So like just like boobs out. Very fascinating dress. Former coworker of mine.
Yeah, that's your friend.
Yeah. I could text her. She can come on the podcast.
Sure.
What do you want to talk about with Asa? She has her Twitter bio is award-winning asshole, and it's right. She's won many AVNs for multiple dicks in her asshole.
Okay.
All it's right. What? That's her job.
Hey, I'm not judging.
Good.
Good for her.
Wait, what were we just talking about? Oh, the Jonathan Little thing. So he's
banned. We don't need to spend too much time on it. It's just
I'm somehow not banned. Actually, I don't know that. I haven't tried to log in quite a while.
I doubt you're banned. You haven't been talking shit, too much shit, at least out in the open about them.
I bet he listens to the podcast just to hear me talk about him. Like, he gets off on that type of shit.
I have no idea.
He loves people talking about him. The replies back to the Stones guy, the replies to him.
It's just funny. Like, he got, like, his tweet got, like, 25 likes and 250 replies.
God, I hope I can't log into ACR. This would make me laugh so hard. Like, who are you going to believe? Negreanu, Harlebob, Bill Perkins, like, all these really smart people, or the tournament director at Stones Casino, like, the most, like, podunk fucking redneck casino tournament director. Who are we going to believe?
Yeah. And I mean, Twitter in general, but specifically the poker community definitely, like, can jump on people pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But this is pretty deserved.
I have an update. I have $4.10 in my ACR account.
Better cash out before you get banned.
Do you think I can get that in Bitcoin?
Probably.
It's very difficult to win a debate with an intelligent person. It's impossible to win a debate with a fool. I like that.
Who said that?
Kevin Martin.
Nice.
He has a good Twitter.
I saw something came across my timeline that I thought was hilarious, where he just gets beat by this guy in, like, 8 straight all-in pots.
Yeah, he puts out, like, losing hands on Twitch that I appreciate. Like, from his Twitch onto his Twitter. And they're all pretty funny, and it seems like he does a good job, and he doesn't take it too seriously. I don't know why he doesn't get more respect. Like, you always hear about all these other streamers. You never hear about Kevin Rob Martin, but I like him.
Yeah, he seems to have a solid stream.
Dan O'Brien is like, you're a fucking scumbag. And then the tournament director is like, no one wanted to burden you with being objective and knowing both sides. We know both sides, buddy.
It's gonna be so stressful to put that comment out and then just feel obligated to respond to everybody just piling on you.
The data was made
up. Shut up, man. You got away with it. Just shut up.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like,
Move on.
They're trying to do a victory lap.
Yeah, but it's not a victory. Like, it is a victory lap because you technically are, you know, we're proclaimed innocent. But I mean, everybody doesn't think so. So I don't know why you're like, what good outcome you're going to get from coming at, like, the entire poker community.
My question is, does this guy still get to, like, work in a poker room?
Probably.
That's,
I think,
that's
he was fired by Stones. Part.
What's that?
You think he was fired by Stones? Probably not.
It just doesn't seem like, if he's on the record saying Mike Postle didn't cheat, obviously because he helped him cheat, but what?
I would guess that if he were to leave Stones and go to any other like semi well-known place, he would have a tough time getting a job.
For sure. I just don't know how anybody would ever play at Stones knowing that this guy still gets to make decisions.
Yeah, people are loyal, and it's a brick and mortar casino. For some people, that's their only option.
For sure, yeah, it's a terrible situation.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I just don't know how anybody could be on the record saying that. Nope, didn't cheat. All, like, you just watching the hands. I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, this was like a year ago, right? Over a year ago when we were, you know, going all over this whole thing, and it was, I mean, beyond a shadow of a doubt, there was no debate. But what are you gonna do? The law is the law.
Yep. OJ innocent, Casey
there's,
Anthony.
There's another. I mean, we should talk about this too. There's another cheating scandal that came up maybe 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, yeah. Can you briefly explain this? This is,
yeah, basically this state guy, not to be confused with Fedor Holz.
Okay, wait. So Fedor,
100%, 100%, hold on, that.
Fedor Holz not involved at all, or just two different Fedors?
Not involved at all. But
okay. So when also, you say Fedor from now on, you're not talking about the Fedor that we all
right,
know.
Right. Okay. So I saw, the first thing I saw was Patrick Leonard's tweet, and it just, like, referenced Fedor several times and about cheating. And I'm like, oh no, this is going to be huge. And I was like, I really hoped, you know, we're friendly with Fedor. I had him on the show. Like, he's obviously a crusher, Fedor Holz. And I was like, just hoping that he wasn't involved in anything. Turns out he wasn't. It's this guy, Fedor Cruz.
Okay.
Basically, like a year ago, was like 100 Zoom, pretty like average, below average reg, according to people that played with him, and very, very quickly moved up the ladder, the stakes ladder, until he was playing, you know, 150, 100, up to 200, 400 on stars.
Which, in a matter of months.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Yeah, it was months to maybe a year, I'm not sure. And basically, there was a big investigation from the players who looked at all the hands that they could and, you know, had them all solved and compared them to how he was playing. And there was zero, like basically zero mistakes. He was using like a several different bet sizes on different, you know, for different, on different streets. And
so basically,
and everything was like, was perfect.
Yeah. His play
shots of him referencing a quote unquote dream machine. and there's
a chat.
Yeah. There. Well, in like a WhatsApp.
Or chat. In a WhatsApp.
Yeah. And then there's pictures of him grinding, I guess, also in this WhatsApp chat with two monitors and two different setups. The one on the right being the tables that he's playing, the one on the left being something that looks like, you know, a folder where he's able to access.
So basically his bet sizings and all his plays matched up to what a solver would tell you to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So is,
and I mean,
and so he's more, using a solver.
It's more intricate than that because lots of people spend a lot of time studying and solving and you know, some of the best players in the world, you know, are probably pretty close with a lot of that stuff, but it's a real issue. I mean,
but okay. So the second monitor, he had a solver up that he's using in real time.
It's not a real time solver. It's like, it seemed like everything was pre-solved. So he had, you know, I don't know the exact details.
Like a computer program that would just spit it out for him.
Yeah, effectively.
That he's using while he's playing live at the tables. So he's not making any decisions. The computer's playing for him. Is that right?
No, I mean, he's clicking. He's making the decisions. He's just able to very quickly know what the computer wants.
So that's cheating in my book. You should only be able to use your brain.
Yeah, I agree. Although, you know what? Like, don't get me wrong. I do agree. It's like, it's definitely an extremely unfair advantage. But then I spent some time thinking about like, well, is there really a huge difference between that and a HUD?
Yes.
And yeah, the answer is yes, because a HUD, while it provides, you know, if I'm playing with a HUD and you're not playing with a HUD and I customize mine and have it, you know, spit out a bunch of different statistics, it's not telling me what to do and what,
of course,
you know, the higher EV play is or what, you know, whatever it might be. It's providing me more information about my opponents that I can then look to make different exploits and look to, you know, make my decisions based on that information, but it's not spitting out. It's not telling me what to do.
HUDs, while I think should have been banned a long time ago.
I do agree with that. I think it's weird playing on two sites with one. Although to be honest, the last 3 weeks since I moved in this new place, I haven't even been able to play with one, which has been kind of nice. Cause then you're just playing like you're in a groove, like not
clicking to see what their like three bet percentage, you know,
I mean, like at this point, stats like that, have a pretty good idea anyways. I've played with so many of these people for many hands that it's pretty intuitive, but
I basically what this guy's doing though, it's like, if this becomes more commonplace, it's like, who can just program a better computer to play against another computer.
Right. And it's, you know, it's incredibly difficult to move up in stakes, on PokerStars. It's just really, really hard to do. Even guys that play 200 Zoom are really, really good players. It's not easy to make your way up all the way to the highest stakes. And I guess his roommates So his roommates knew about it for a while, and they actually bought action at some of the higher games. Now, I'm not sure if they knew about the Dream Machine while they were buying action or not. But eventually they basically told them that it was fucked up and like incredibly immoral and wrong to do. And he wouldn't stop using it. And they ratted him out.
Yo, calling it the Dream Machine is it's I think it's worse cheating than multi-accounting or like, you know, hiding by, I think it's literally being like IBM Watson, come play for me, and I'm just gonna be the guy manually clicking the mouse.
It's more the ability to like the impressive thing is to how to extract that information that tells you what to do, because there's obviously like there's so many different options and bet sizes and board textures in No Limit Hold'em, that being able to like, you know, assuming he's playing like, I doubt he's playing very many tables, but if he's playing even just two tables, being able to like get that info from that Dream Machine to like to show you what, you know, it wants you to do that quickly, that's like the most impressive thing about it. But it's just like fucked up.
I'm just imagining the scene in the original Willy Wonka where the guy builds the computer to tell him where the golden ticket's hidden. It's like and then it spits out the receipt and he's like, I'm a computer, what would I do with chocolate? But this guy has programmed the computer to actually tell him how to play poker,
make him millions of dollars.
That is so beyond cheating. I don't know why. Like, have they shut down his account? Is this?
There's definitely an investigation.
I mean, it's very, very, very obvious cheating. If you're me, they cannot allow people.
It's similar to the Apostle in that they have to prove it still.
That's the Dream Machine. I would love a Dream Machine.
I mean.
Maybe honestly, I'll play poker today. Maybe
honestly, like I don't know, man. Like if you told me that I could just have it and nobody would know, I don't. You're just stealing.
Right? Oh yeah, you're robbing a bank,
right? Like you're just stealing from people. So yeah, I mean,
is he? What percent is he actually playing poker? Like, it seems like 10% is just like,
yeah, I mean, it's literally just computer programming. It's not even playing poker. It's not even a game. It's inputs and outputs. That's all it is. I mean,
it's so funny that poker's gone from like, is that person using a shove fold chart while we're playing, to now like, is a six figure robot programmed by geniuses playing, or am I playing a person?
How much
money does it take to like, it must take a ton of time and just everything to program this.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe he has a friend or a connection that, you know, who's incredibly sharp with software and computer programming.
Like people will pull, I was watching a stream and I don't know if it was because they were streaming some event you were playing, but this guy had like eight people watching him. And I can't remember why I searched in like Twitter search to find someone streaming some like WSOP event. And the guy, I think he was pulling up a solver while he was playing. I don't know what it was that he was pulling up. It was sort of like an odds calculator type of thing, but it was more advanced than that. And I was like, he's just doing this on the stream. Like what is, He was a fish, so I don't think anybody would really care, but kind of care. Like he was doing something that I didn't think you were allowed to do, like based on
terms. Yeah, most not all, but not all of these softwares, you can't have some sort of assistance program up running, like PileSolver and like Poker Snowy, any sort of like screen sharing you can't have.
Every time you say Poker Snowy, I laugh. It's just such a funny name.
Yeah, it is funny.
Also, there's a story about Snowy the hamster. Just look up Snowy the hamster, rest in peace. But every time you say Snowy, I think of Snowy the hamster.
Yeah, like, you know, I got this new monitor and it had, or I got a new computer and it actually has the ability to connect to two desktops to the same monitor where it splits the screen and you can literally have one desktop and the next right next to it. And I'm like, man, like it would be so easy for some, for people that are, you know, competent with this stuff to just have all the, like everything they need right in front of them.
Yeah, and I, now we know that at least one guy is doing it, but you know, he's definitely not the only. Like we can say that confidently.
There's a guy in New Jersey. I'm not gonna say his name, not gonna say his screen name.
Say his name.
I have I mean, he's either the slowest player in the world.
This is at Cash.
In Cash, or he's using some sort of real time aid. And it's
is it, and he's, bugging, and he's winning.
Bugging me, and I've mentioned it to a couple of people, and it's they've noticed it too. And he's playing well, and he's playing a lot better than he has in the past.
Yeah, call him out. Call him out right now.
No, I mean, that's just pure speculation.
Call him out right now. We'll get him on the show.
Yeah, I mean,
what's his first name?
They can defend himself. I'm not gonna say.
Come on, Olivier Bousquet.
No, not Olivier.
That's the only guy I can name. I don't know any other
New Jersey. You would never even be able to name him.
Fuck, what was that guy's name? I know you know who I'm thinking
whatever
of.
You're gonna name, no.
Fuck, I can't think of the guy's name. Like it was like Cowboy Billy or whatever. What was that guy's name?
Oh, Barbecue Bill?
Yeah, Barbecue Bill.
Cows? No, not Kane. Kane's not even in New Jersey anymore.
Kane Cows plays like super high stakes, right?
Yeah, he was in some of those Triton cash games, but I think he's deep into the crypto game. I think he lives in Puerto Rico or Costa Rica,
just trading the crypto.
Yeah, I think so.
Why is Apple and Facebook the only two stocks red today? Bitcoin way up, back over 11,000.
Yeah, let's go.
I think I'm gonna try to play poker sometime this week. I haven't played in months.
Yeah, I've been trying to play, but I mean, there's just been things going wrong with the apartment basically every other day.
You got the fridge though.
Got the fridge. Dishwasher is coming today.
You've been washing dishes by hand like a peasant?
Yeah.
Oh, you getting them clammy hands after?
Week or so. Well, I do the cooking, so the deal is that I do the cooking and Jane does the dishes.
Ah, you guys, yin and yang.
That's fair.
You know whose birthday is coming up?
Yours.
This guy.
Wait, isn't it in October?
October 10th. It's a Saturday.
You're lucky. I'll have finished celebrating Millie's Gotcha Day and Penny's birthday.
Penny's birthday is October 3rd.
Sixth. Good, though. That's good memory.
I just knew it was near my birthday.
Yeah. Do you guys want to have a joint birthday?
Yeah, bring her to the city.
Yeah.
And bring Millie. Penny's old hat.
No, Millie and Penny are either Hoboken or Brooklyn dogs. They're not.
Fuck Brooklyn. Oh, God. Remember you made me go there for your birthday party and there's like a bar at a gas station?
That sounds pretty cool.
No, that's so Brooklyn. It's like,
Did you go to the shuffleboard place?
I didn't, no.
Yeah, you missed the main event.
I was hungover. And I still made it to the gas station.
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever bar we were at just was right around the corner from the shuffleboard place after.
It was like a Chevron station, and then you walk into the shop, and then you walk down the stairs.
What you're describing actually sounds pretty sweet.
That's Brooklyn. That's all Brooklyn is yeah. Gas stations and speakeasies.
And warehouses.
God, I can't. You might as well live on Mars if you.
We went to Brooklyn, to Williamsburg, two or three weeks ago.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool.
I will never go back to Brooklyn.
Never?
Ever. But yeah, birthday. 3 weeks?
Sweet.
Yeah. No real plans.
I have to get you a birthday present.
I have to be super healthy. I don't drink anymore. I haven't had alcohol in like 2 weeks because every time I have a beer, my stomach hurts for a week. So I have to be super healthy. So I don't know if I'm going to drink until my birthday.
Okay, well, that'll be a good time to start again. And you'll be a very cheap birthday date.
Yeah, no, I mean my stomach issues are not great. Like, I'm like burping up stomach acid all the time, so my mouth always tastes like stomach acid. It's a whole big thing.
That's gross.
Yeah, I'm on a second medicine now for it. Two prescriptions now for stomach acid.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. Mess. It's a mess.
Sounds like it. Do people send in any questions or anything?
Yeah, we got some questions. I've caught up on The Boys on Netflix.
Oh, shit. I got to start that.
Oh, season 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, we have some pre-flop plus, post-flop plus codes to give away.
Oh, do we? Why? Because we mentioned them on the last episode?
Yeah, I'm going to keep one for myself. So we have 4 to give away. Would you like one?
No, I already have it.
Okay, so we have 4 to give away.
Why don't you tweet them?
No. Post a 5-star or like leave a 5-star review on iTunes. So like click the 5 stars and then write a comment in the comment section and send us the screenshot on either Instagram or Twitter. We have to choose one. Let's say on Twitter, and the first 4 people to do that. Ooh, is that unfair? Because people listen at different times. And you know what? First come, first serve. So the first 4 people to send us a 5-star review on Twitter will get a post. And only do it if you actually want the post flop plus. Don't just do it because it's free. Like, if you're not going to use it, let someone who actually does want it get it, I would say, because it is a great resource, but we don't want it to go to waste also. And I mean, I love free stuff as much as the next guy, but I always kind of laugh when people like dive over like 3 rows of chairs at a baseball game for a free t-shirt. And it's like an extra, extra large t-shirt with, you know, sponsors and ads all over. And it's always the ugliest shirt, but people kill themselves just because it's free. So if you actually want it, it's a resource to get better at poker. It's called Post Flop Plus. 5-star review on iTunes and tweet at us, and you will get a code for the full version.
Okay.
So shout out to, I called it Preflop Plus because their Instagram handle is Preflop Plus, but the software is called Post Flop Plus. Oh, maybe it's called Preflop Plus. I don't know. So let's see. I did put up an Instagram and said, what should we talk about today? Most people said talk about
Fossil
stuff and the ACR, Jonathan Little stuff. So we covered that. How to get rich on OnlyFans. Be a hot girl and get to work.
Yeah.
This guy wants to know when you're going to play Limitless.
Never.
Damn, pussy. Let's see. When are you going to get a sponsor? You deserve it. Best poker podcast. I agree, Nick. Probably never. Jonathan Little versus ACR. We talked about that. This was quite a message to get from Philip. I used to listen weekly from episode 9 until March when COVID happened. Listen to you guys on my commute, but no commute means no listening time. Listen at your laptop.
Come on, Philip. Yeah, it's sometime. Come on, man. You're better than that.
Go for a walk and listen to us. You haven't listened since March.
At your house.
I hope a lot of people haven't just quit on us because there's no commute. Go for a walk around the neighborhood. It's an hour a week.
I listen to podcasts when I'm in the shower.
Do you?
Yeah, I have a shower speaker.
Damn. People always talk about like, ooh, when this song comes on when I'm in the shower, I always sing. I guess way more people listen to stuff in the shower than I imagine. I just have my own thoughts.
It's pretty clutch.
Do you ever just sit down and let the water hit you for like 40 minutes?
No.
Hmm. Yeah, me neither, weirdos. Let's see. For whatever reason, Nick would like you to relive the shitty run of cards you got at the 2019 Borgata Spring Championship final table.
Yeah, they were pretty shitty.
That's when what's his name owned your life? Eric Baldwin? Shannon Shore.
Shannon showered me.
More like Shannon showered.
Yeah, that was not fun.
We definitely talked about that when it happened. Who knows what number episode? Early on, very early on.
We didn't do the podcast when it happened.
Sure, we did. Spring 2019?
It was April. We started in May.
Really? We've definitely talked about it. We've definitely.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we went over it probably pretty early. Yeah.
Yeah. Sucked. You still finished fourth for like 86,000, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Pocket change. Let's see. This guy said that he DM'd you for coaching and you did not respond.
DM on what? Instagram or Twitter?
Probably Instagram.
Oh, I don't really know how to check either. But...
Also, have you ever had a student that you've coached?
No. I used to do training videos, but I've never coached anybody.
Would you coach?
Probably not.
You don't want to take on a protege?
Sorry, whoever asked.
That was Jeff. Twitter. You don't want to coach Jeff? I feel like you should coach Rampage.
Oh, I do see this. Tell Jeff I'll respond.
Okay.
But I'm going to say no.
But you'll give him, he can send you one hand and you'll talk through one hand with him. Maximum 280 characters. You'll reply via tweet.
Sure.
280 characters. Hand review.
Agreed.
Also, so that guy Rampage Poker who we had on a few episodes ago,
yeah.
His Instagram is just him playing like live 2-5 and just building towers. He doesn't lose.
What a sicko.
Thoughts on short deck. We hate it. When are we getting merch? Probably never.
Why not?
I don't know. We need way more people to listen to the podcast, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be funnier. We have to be better. You know what we have to do? We have to be wackier. Everybody's just like a wacky character. That's the only way to get big these days is like you have to put on sunglasses and have, you know, just like some wacky personality and you have to just fire hot takes. Like, you know who we talked about today? Mike Postle. Why? Because he's counterculture. That's what you have to be. You have to zig when they want you to zag. So we have to rebrand.
Do we side with Postle?
I'm thinking something like that. Well, yeah, like we have to be
pretty extreme. We'd get a bunch of clicks from it.
So many. And I think I'm going to start wearing a cowboy hat. Like I'm going to rebrand as
shave my head.
Cowboy Nate or something. And or like old West gunslinger Nate. And I'm going to wear a cowboy hat and I'm going to talk about lucky hands. And I'm just going to be the common poker player, like just the common old West poker player. And that's how we're going to rebrand the podcast. We're going to put a couple like revolvers in the logo. Get Tom Brady on the show.
I'll shoot him a DM. Yeah.
Get your good friend Tom.
We'll get my friend Tom on.
Were you pleased with how bad he looked and how good Cam looked?
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, it seems like most New England people are still rooting for him.
Yeah, like I want the Bucks to win until they play the Patriots, whatever setting that's in.
Super Bowl?
Seems extremely unlikely, but yeah.
All I know is Dwayne Haskins threw zero interceptions. Brady threw multiple.
Pick six, too. Three straight games with a pick six.
Yeah, he's going for the record books for pick sixes.
Fuck, poor guy.
Poor guy is 43.
Yeah, and he's... Yeah, got
it. Also not looking great for the whole system quarterback thing where if he sucks in New England, he's just going to forever be a system quarterback. Sucks in Tampa, he's always going to be a system quarterback.
Yeah, how happy do you think Bill Belichick was with those two results?
Oh, so happy.
Yeah.
Also, though, Cam is a monster. We're forgetting this dude is like 6'5", 250, and is a former MVP.
The biggest guy in the field. I mean, like... strength and height, and he's unbelievable.
He's an MVP quarterback, and he just got signed after.
Yeah, but they can't run him like that every game. He's not gonna last half the season.
He is a tank, though.
I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete.
He's a tank. Yeah, what, 65 rushing yards, like some Patriots record.
Yeah,
he's no Dwayne Haskins, but he's all right. That's all the questions.
Okay.
Anything else? You want to give Jake's pick of the week?
Celts in six.
Celtics lose game one, so double down on the series price for them.
Yeah, it's only going to get better.
Okay. that's Jake's pick of the week. My pick of the week is, I didn't look at any. Let's look at some football lines real quick. Let's pick a football game. Go download the, if you're in Pennsylvania, download the Barstool Sports betting app. It's legal in Pennsylvania now.
So yeah, what's the deal with that? It's, are you guys going to have an actual sports book?
Mobile sports book, only live in Pennsylvania. Hard launch. We just had the soft launch Thursday.
But I mean, is there going to be an actual sports book at a casino?
Eventually, on Penn properties, they're going to rebrand them all as the Barstool Sports Books.
Is that why Dave was in Pittsburgh, because there's Penn there?
Not sure why he was in Pittsburgh, but it had something to do with that. But they're moving to Philly for a while just to legally bet on the Penn app or the Barstool app, because it's a mobile sports book. It's a real life mobile sports book.
Okay.
And then it'll go live in other states. It'll be rolled out in, like, you know, Michigan, Colorado, wherever else you're allowed to do it. So let's see. My pick is, it's going to be, give me Rams +1 on the road in Philly.
Wow, really?
The Eagles are,
I like that.
Yeah. Eagles are favorites at home against the Rams. Aaron Donald is a one-man fucking wrecking ball. The Eagles' offensive line sucks. Carson Wentz, like, walked into a couple sacks on Sunday. He was like, hey, come here, sack me. Give me the Rams +1.
All right.
I also like Broncos +7.5 on the road. Steelers are 7.5-point favorites.
Steelers are tough.
They didn't impress me that much. I know they won, but they didn't impress me that much.
Yeah.
And then whatever the Ravens line is, probably should just take it. -7. I mean, Lamar is so good.
Who are they playing?
The Texans, who are trash.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson's like my favorite quarterback, but he got fucked by his coach being an idiot.
Yeah.
So those are my one pick, though. My one pick is Rams +1.
All right. Well, next week I'll have to come more prepared with a specific pick.
You did. You said bet Celtics.
Yeah, but that didn't, that's just because I'm a fan.
That's fine. I still like them to win also. That's all I got.
Yeah, same here.
My mouth tastes like acid.
Sorry to hear that.
It's terrible.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm going to go have a coffee.
Thanks, everybody who listens. Don't forget to give us an iTunes review. We would appreciate that. Don't forget to go back and listen to the 76 previous episodes. Many of them are good. Many big guests, including Chris Moneymaker, Daniel Negreanu, Greg Merson. Name somebody, Jake.
Maria Ho.
Maria Ho's been on it. Name someone else. Fedor Holtz has been on it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reese has been on it.
Oh, Ryan Reese?
Yeah.
Yep.
Congrats to him. He had another daughter.
Congrats.
A lot of people have been on it. Many, many of people. Galen Hall.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a great job of renaming all the guests.
I'm trying to do it off the top. My memory's not all that it used to be. And give us a 5-star review on all those episodes. I don't know if you do it episode to episode. Whatever. Just figure it out. And we will be back next week.
Thanks, guys.
What's that clock?
It's something I got in Montreal.
Is it a working clock?
Or is it could painted? Be if I wanted it to be.
Oh, okay. It looks kind of like painted. I wasn't sure if it was real.
No, it's real.
What's to the left?
A picture of Penny.
No, the blue thing.
It's a poem from my Nana.
Oh. It's just like plagiarized. It's like Shel Silverstein.
Oh, she really had a way with words.
It's a real shame Nana was never published.
Actually, you know what? She did write. She wrote like all these memoirs, like pages and pages that we when she got sick, we put them into binders, and my mom wants to get them published. They're actually really, really good.
Sweet.
It's pretty wild reading stuff.
All handwritten.
All handwritten, yeah. Actually, I think she typed some as technology progressed, but like a lot of them are handwritten from like the 70s and 80s and earlier than that. It's pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Shout out Nana.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah. What are we doing? The big 3-2.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to probably just
factory.
Yeah, probably just sit there and drink, honestly, and do nothing else.
Yeah, let's do something.
What else is there to do besides sit and drink?
Want to go golfing?
Fuck no.
Mini golf?
Not particularly.
Ice skating?
Yes.
You want to come play paddle tennis?
No. I want to drink outside.
Well, I mean, what if the weather's not nice? It might be cold by then.
Nah, global warming, bro. We're good.
Yeah, true.
We're good.
So nice out yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't leave my apartment. Oh no, I rollerbladed.
Oh, I saw your back on the. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I was flying. I had a backwind. I was flying.
Sick.
All right. Enjoy your coffee.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah.